Good morning. I want to welcome everyone here this morning, and really want to welcome visitors. I see visitors back there, and happy to have you here and worship with us this morning. I invite you to do that. Also, want to say I miss the youth this morning too, but the church still looks pretty full without them even. So I was surprised. So I guess that means that more of our youth are getting married and sticking around when the youth camp comes around. That's a nice thing. In Sunday school class, our Sunday school teacher, Brother Eric, brought out a very nice point, shared some scripture, and then I boldly told him to make it practical. And so I'm feeling a little bit like I got myself in a trap now, because I need to really make this practical this morning, and I hope it is that way, but I'm not planning on changing my message. I'm repenting of holding you accountable, Eric, and also to make sure that I plan to share whatever I have, and I hope it is practical. But most of all, I hope it can be part of what we need this morning. I am just going to speak about the fear of the Lord this morning. That's what is on my mind. In Proverbs 1, verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And the purpose for this message is to help us understand the fear of the Lord in a correct way. I think the fear of the Lord is taken incorrectly many times, for sure among the world, but even, sad to say, among Christians. William Gurnall said this. He said, "We fear men so much because we fear God so little." And I agree with that. There's a lack of fear of God among Christians in the world. And one sign that shows that I have the fear of the Lord correctly is if I have humility in my heart. The fear of the Lord is best demonstrated by us best when we have humility. But one thing I want to interject now is, as I was studying and as I came more to the end of the message of my study, it became very clear to me that another big sign that you can look at yourself and evaluate, do I have the fear of the Lord, is how much time or how much do you praise and worship God? Praising God is a direct sign that you fear the Lord properly or better. And it just came to me, and I recognized it through reading and study, that, you know, a lack of praise in my life to God shows a lack of fear of the Lord. And hopefully I can connect that as I go through this. On the reverse, a sign that I lack fear of the Lord in my heart is whether I have regard for other people or not. If I don't regard other people very much, I don't care really about other people very much, that's a sign that I lack fear of the Lord. When I trust my own thinking better than anyone else's thinking, that shows a lack of humility and also proves that I lack fear of the Lord in my heart. A lack of the fear of the Lord has a negative effect on our spiritual life. And one aspect of having correct understanding of the fear of the Lord is understanding the greatness of God. Therefore, not understanding the greatness of God is a negative pull in our spiritual temperature, in our spiritual walk. Now I'd like to move on to the word fear. Just look at that word a little bit. The word fear, the number one meaning, there's a whole list of meanings that comes under the word fear in your dictionary. But the number one meaning in the Webster dictionary is fear is mostly used to describe something that is scary or dreadful. And we all have those kinds of fears that disturb us. Fear is, if you think of the word fear, it's mostly recognized as a negative word or something negative. But this morning, I want to show us that having the fear of the Lord is positive. And many times, most people have a hard time recognizing the fear of the Lord as a positive. I'll give you an example of that. Having the fear of the Lord in your hearts actually takes away human fear, the human fear that you have. If you have the fear of the Lord better or more in your heart, it takes away human fear. And a little story that I don't even know if the story is true, but it brings out a point about this. In Africa, an African man, he was walking down the street. He saw a black cat crossing over the road. He thought to himself that he's going to have bad luck on that day. Worried about seeing this black cat, he asked his friend, "What's going to be my fate because I saw a black cat this morning?" His friend replied, "That will depend on whether you are a rat or not." And so, you know, that brings out the point, the fear of the Lord. Know who we are in Christ. You know, human fear, we look at things from superstition or whatever. We get these things in our mind. And this man just simply told him, it had nothing to do with superstition. It had nothing to do with all these things that people said or believed in that were based on nothing. It was simply the facts, whether a rat walked out in front or not, you know, whether he was a rat or not. If you were a rat, then yeah, you've got something to fear. But since it's a black cat, it's just a cat. You don't have nothing to fear. And I think that we have to know, it's a little bit knowing who we are in Christ is having the fear of the Lord in our hearts. And it causes, that helps take away our human fear. Having the fear of the Lord in our hearts is knowing who we are in Christ, which takes away our negative fear about things. And having the fear of the Lord is understanding the correct relations humans are to God. That's maybe a little twisted there, but in how it's said, but God is so great when compared to humans. And, you know, I don't have the words to explain that difference or that greatness. Having the fear of the Lord in our heart is a blessing in our lives. It's a very big blessing. But many people view the fear of the Lord as a God who's waiting for us to mess up and sin so he can punish us. And so many people react towards that thinking. And when we react, we try to explain God as God is all love. And we bring God down to our level as just a common friend, which I believe is it results in the world getting more evil because there is less fear of the Lord in the world, especially among Christians. Christians are trying to bring God down to our level too much and not have a correct reverence and worship and fear for him in that way. It would also seem that, you know, in our culture, especially in Christian churches, the cultures that is in Christian churches in the world, we're inclined to be casual in our faith and consider God to be closer to our human level than what we should. God does not receive honor and reverence as he should from us, from men. And the Christian culture also is filtering God's words and his commandments through their own culturally thinking. And we do that here too, believe it or not. We don't think we do, and maybe we don't do it as much as other people do. But I think that we can have that tendency to think that way. And we see that this is a negative attitude, that a result of thinking like this in the world especially, but also it creeps into the church as well, is a negative attitude people have about authority. People are quick to criticize authority. very quick. Our world is so full of TV shows and media to praise rebellion and criticize authority. And it's a lack of the fear of the Lord that's present. And we have too much preaching that brings God down to man's level. We have so much teaching that says God is love and God is merciful, and we do not need to fear God. And that's only half truth. God is love. God is merciful. But we still need to fear God. We need to have the fear of the Lord in our hearts. And I've also heard it said that if you fear God, then you don't have peace in your life. And that's not true. The fear of the Lord is different than not having peace in your life. So that's the hope I get across this morning, is that the fear of the Lord is a positive experience. It brings hope and clarity to a person's life. In Proverbs 14, verse 26, it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." In Proverbs 14, the next verse says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." So I don't think the fear of the Lord should bring despair and helplessness and cause us to withdraw and to be more quiet and sullen. That's not what the fear of the Lord should do to us. I have had times in my life where I'm so scared and fearful that I freeze up and I can't move. And you know, you barely can cry out to Jesus in those times of fear. But God gives us this grace and strength for that. And I think this is human fear. And the fear of the Lord is not like human fear in this way. The fear of the Lord does not make us feel belittled or scared. I think the fear of the Lord should empower us and give us strength. And the fear of the Lord is realizing how great God is, understanding and believing that he is an awesome God. When we have the fear of the Lord in our hearts, we can have a better understanding how God cares for us. The fear of the Lord is reverence and worship of God, in that we accept God in the way that we accept God. We recognize that God is so far beyond us. He's so big and he's so strong. So the fear of the Lord is more than being scared of God, although I think it does not include being scared. I think it includes being scared of God too, as well. I would say if a sinner would reveal their true feelings about God, that they might fear what God can do to them because they're sinning and they know that God is a just God. They fear God and they worry about what God can do to them if they don't get their life cleaned up or they don't repent, come to Jesus. And so to say a Christian should have the fear of God can include fear of God in that you are scared because maybe for a lot of different reasons, possibly. But it should include more of a reverential fear of God that comes from putting our life into God's hand by accepting Jesus as our Savior. When I said earlier that the world lacks in the fear of the Lord, you know, I'm really trying to say that God doesn't get respect and reverence that he should get from the world. Obviously, he doesn't get that. But more importantly, I think, I think you would agree with me, from his own professing disciples that are in the world, God is not getting the fear of the Lord from us as Christians as he should. The fear of the Lord is understanding how great God is. And you can turn with me to Psalm 33. I'm going to read that whole passage. This passage brings out the point very much how awesome God is and why we should fear him. It gives a different perspective of the fear of the Lord than what we normally want to think about. Psalm 33, I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is calmly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his hearts to all generations. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And I've been reading this chapter several times this week, and as I read it, you know, it stands out more to me how awesome God is, how great he is, and how much power he has. And what he does is just so amazing. And it's all around us. And, you know, in a lot of ways, the things that he created worship and praise him even better than the creatures he created. I wouldn't say that's true, but I think that as mankind, we sometimes lack in that praise of how great God is. In this chapter, the fear of the Lord could be described as worship, could be described as an ultimate trust in God. It could also be described as we're just awestruck in God. We're just so amazed about God. Could be described as just simply understanding how great he is, better understanding how great he is. Also, it could be described as understanding our relationship with God. He is our creator, and, you know, he does everything for us. Understanding we were created by him, therefore we live just because of him. Our next breath, anything, it's only because of him that we are anything. And also we read in this passage that God loves righteousness. So how does the fear of the Lord encourage us to live more righteously? As a person, you know, as a person learns to know God, learns to know the Lord more and more, I believe that your fear of the Lord is more grounded in your heart. And you understand his greatness and his majesty much better. And that, in effect, will help you face sin and temptation more strongly. It helps you to trust God more. And I was thinking of the young man Joseph when he was faced with Potiphar's wife, of how he had the fear of the Lord in his heart to be able to withstand that temptation of Potiphar's wife because he feared the Lord. And a healthy fear of God causes a person to know that a moment of sinful pleasure will have bitter consequences. And you will have this same thinking that Joseph had. How can I sin against God? But even more than that, I think of Joseph, how he had a tougher decision to make later on. he made the right choice. He feared the Lord. But what did he get from that good choice? He received 10 years in prison for that good choice. Does that make sense? Does that line up? Because he had the fear of the Lord in his life, I think that he was able to trust God for letting this happen in his life. That God also gave him confidence that he still chose correctly. If we have a proper fear of the Lord in our hearts, we can more easily understand when bad things happen to us. Because, you know, there are times that bad things happen to good people, Christian people. And the more fear of the Lord, the more we look at the fear of the Lord correctly, the easier it will be for us to understand and accept when things happen to us that don't make sense and that go on in our life. And so it's just a good encouragement to me as I think of Joseph's life and how he made a good choice and yet it seemed to go against him. And Christians face that today many times. And we have to remember that if we have the fear of the Lord in our hearts correctly, a correct thinking of it, that will give us the strength to go through those bad times. I can picture myself after I had been in prison for 3 months that I might start thinking, surely there should have been a better way for me to abstain from sin, you know. But we have to trust God. And when we fear God properly, we have a special trust in him that we don't gain otherwise. So without the fear of God in a person's life, you don't have wisdom to be protected or to think right. As it says in Proverbs 1, verse 7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I think that's how it's the beginning of wisdom. It's where we get understanding, and discernment. It would seem from this verse that the lack of fear of the Lord affects you mostly in the area of being able to understand or not understand. And also, I think it relates very closely to who we are in our relationship to God and also being able to receive instruction. Think about a proud person and a humble person. A prideful person doesn't understand God and struggles in having they struggle having peace with God in their hearts. And a prideful person many times is very insecure person. I've been in these shoes in time or two in my life, maybe more than I even want to say, but where I was insecure and I'm trying to measure up to some standard that I expect out of other people more than I expect out of myself. And it's just a cycle that makes us feel terrible, and it has nothing good about us. It's the lack of the fear of the Lord. A humble person admits and recognizes that they can never measure up to the standard, and therefore more easily receive instruction and also understands who they are in relationship to God. In Proverbs 8, verse 13, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. And then in Proverbs 15:33, he says it again, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So I believe, after studying this, that the evidence that best demonstrates that we have the fear of the Lord, of the Lord in our hearts, is when we have humility. When we live a life, we're humble, and we live a life of humility. That's one of the best evidences that we carry with us to show that we have fear of the Lord. And then in reverse, a sign that we lack fear of the Lord in our hearts is revealed when we have no regard for other people. Our thinking, our way, that's just best. We don't regard other people. When we trust our thinking best, it shows a lack of humility and proves that we lack the fear of the Lord. Having the fear of the Lord, this is something that I wrote down, and I'm not good at writing these kind of things down, but I wanted to say in summary of what having the fear of the Lord is from my own words. And having the fear of the Lord in our hearts is acknowledging the greatness of God compared to our humanity, along with understanding where we stand with God without Christ. I'm going to say it one more time. Having the fear of the Lord in our hearts is acknowledging the greatness of God compared to our humanity, along with understanding where we stand with God without Christ. That puts us in position to receive Jesus. That also puts our hearts in position to receive instruction. Just like the verse I quoted at first, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And then I said earlier that praise and worship is something that is really connected. This came to me as I was studying. If we have the fear of the Lord correctly, that should cause us to worship and praise Him in all of our life. Our life, our words, our action should be in praise and worship of God. And I had to think more particular in my prayer life how I very seldom praise God. And, you know, I guess I'll say this first before I carry on there, but, you know, humans, we as humans are motivated by praise. Why are we that way? Because I think God created us that way. And I think He created all living creatures that way, to be motivated by praise. And so why did He do that? You know, I'm not saying I have the answer to this, but my mind goes here. Could it be because it motivates God too? That praise motivates God too. Could it be? And maybe it motivates God to have more mercy on us. Or maybe it opens the gate up for God to hear our prayers. You know, we're taught to have praise in our prayers when we go to prayer, to praise God and worship Him. And when God hears that praise and worship from us, could that be that opens the gate up wider for Him to hear the rest of our prayers? So our praise in our worship, I think, reflects directly to how much we know, to how much fear of the Lord we have in our hearts. And, you know, it's a little bit hard for me to say exactly what the fear of the Lord is, because I want it mostly to be said that it's praise, it's reverence, it's worship of God. But I do not want it to be said that there is no fear in fearing the Lord, because I think that if we're practical, if we're honest with ourselves, that we all have a certain fear of God that is scary. It causes us to tremble. And I can imagine if God was visibly in my presence here, that would scare me, make me tremble. But it's because of His greatness. It's because of how big and strong He is, how He's so magnificent, so much that we don't even understand about Him. And I think the fear of the Lord is revolved around awe, being awestruck about Him and how He's so awesome and so big and so strong compared to us. In understanding that alone causes us to fear Him. And so anyhow, I'll leave that with you. I'll leave it open for a little bit if someone wants to have something like to share.